Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
So, we back at it.
Busy day. Busy week. Yeah. You were on TV.
Yes, I was.
I think you should tell the threadheads all about it. Are you allowed to?
Yeah. Okay. It's already aired. Okay. No, I got a call. Of someone asking me if I wanted to model on live TV for a super dope brand called Unknown Union. And I said, absolutely. And it was like literally 2 days later.
What kind of stuff is Unknown Union?
So it's more like art-based wear, urban wear, you know? Unique pieces, but there's actually like an artist. His name is Carlos Luna, who is behind a lot of the designs for the brand. So they have these like super dope stories behind each piece. Mm-hmm. And so they talked about it, but it was on KTLA 5.
Hey, hey, hey. How was that? Were you nervous?
So I was nervous. I was super nervous, but I don't think it translated on camera. So mm-hmm. I am just like still on high.
Use the nerves.
Yeah, I'm kind of used to, like the big spotlights mm-hmm. now. So once I actually got on camera, the nerves kind of went away.
Okay.
So that was nice. Yeah. But it was like the anticipation up to it. I'm standing there in the back, like, she's like, hold for cue. And I'm like, okay. But then as soon as she cued, I'm like, okay.
Well, that's not a normal day at the office.
No.
KTLA is a... So was it a new... I actually don't even know what I pictured in my head. Was it like a more on the studio side or was it more on the like newsroom side?
It was... We were right next to the anchors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what kind of...
in the newsroom.
So for us who ain't even on... What that's five, right? KTLA 5?
KTLA 5.
So
mm-hmm.
for people who
Morning
ain't on
news.
TV like that... What is the process like?
Well, I got there. They showed me where to go. We went to the dressing room. And then they basically just told us how the order of things would go. And so the brand selected me and another guy first to come out and do like teasers. So I was on camera a total of like three times.
Even though everyone else was how many?
No. They did. No. Other people got teasers. So they did a few teasers. I was just one of the first to go up. So.
But you went up a little. You went up more. Don't be humble.
I think everybody got to do a teaser. There weren't that many models. It was only four of us that were just straight models. And then a couple of other people that work for the brand.
She's like that favorite kid who don't be saying she the favorite. No, she's just like, no, mom loves us all.
I really enjoy it. I'm so glad that they chose me for that. So
nice.
I'm excited. I'm still on high. That was my first time doing something like that. Yeah. It was everywhere. There was like tons of cameras and they were all like moving at the same time. It really felt like Matrix.
It felt like the Matrix.
Yeah, because then you had to make sure you knew who to look at. And they really look like shadows in the back. So because it's so bright, you know, so you just had to look for the guy going like this or get off, you know, because they tell you with body language to get your ass off.
Right. Body language. Just like
Right. I'm like.
So this, I mean, not specifically this, but it seems like between this
and the stuff you were doing not too long ago, this reawakened the runway model in you. Did you just like put it down for a minute, or were you just kind of like, that was like a side thing?
So this is so bad. You know, I ruptured my Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
And the recovery from that wasn't the easiest. So I
played a part. Huh.
Oh yeah. So wearing stilettos, wearing heels is still challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
I do it because I like the look. It goes with my outfits. So I go through the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It still
hurts to this day?
It doesn't hurt itself, but I have like restricted movement in my right foot. So trying to get a flawless, you know, Naomi Campbell walk is just not really in the stars for me. So I told myself after I did a few shows and I was like, I don't like my walk. I practiced, I took classes, you know, I had a modeling coach, and it just, I was looking like Foghorn Leghorn.
Question though.
But the last time I did it.
Does it matter if you like your walk, or does it more matter if the industry likes your walk?
It matters if the industry likes your walk, but if you don't like your own walk, it's a high probability they ain't gonna like it either.
Well, that's
because
not necessarily
you can look
true
at yourself and you can see, like, do I have a flawless walk or not?
But you thought your walk was trash and you keep getting hired. People like you.
Yeah. I told myself, like, I wasn't gonna do it again.
We get like a walk like this.
That might be the high fashion
like,
now.
Man, I hate my walk. And everyone was like,
I saw a
who's
video.
The scarecrow girl.
I saw a video yesterday and she was walking like this. It was just hella
was she
funny.
Told to do that?
I don't know. But all the models were walking weird as hell. So I was like, oh, this must be one of those eclectic restaurants.
If somebody just snuck on stage. It was a
right?
robber.
I think somebody has done that before, like a Louis Vuitton show.
Like, were they at least wearing Louis Vuitton?
I don't remember what the hell they were wearing, but
you're crazy. Just get up there and Supreme guess.
Right. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the last time I walked, that was my best walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt really good about it. And I was asked to do it again. So I'm going to be modeling in a couple of shows in LA Fashion Week in a couple of weeks. So,
gang, gang. We've got models in this beat.
We got models in this.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. I thought that the thread heads should get a breakdown, you know,
yes,
in case you
absolutely
didn't talk about it anywhere else.
I told him I'm curious. So come kill this cat.
We couldn't. Man, that was no transition, just straight to weak bars. People were
elevator.
Just like, ah, Persephone,
so
I look up to
you.
So
I rode him to my flat.
See, just lost all the inspiration I tried to put in the intro.
That wasn't good?
No.
I told him I'm curious, so come kill this cat. He my personal elevator, so I rode him in my flat.
Again.
You know, flat like...
Again,
flat
just
like my
throw
place.
It in the comments.
Ride
if you like
elevator,
that.
Ride him. It's a double entendre, Patrick.
Listen,
why don't you ever like? You know what?
At first, earlier episodes, I judged him right away. Last episode, I said, you know what? Let's just let the audience say. I don't know if you got a chance to look, but
I did.
Maybe you should look at last week's
no,
episode.
I saw.
The audience agrees. So
I saw.
I'm just gonna choose to not.
But
hurt
I
your
had
feelings.
A couple of riders in there who fucked with it.
All right, well, we're just gonna go right to rock, paper, scissors to block these goddamn bars.
Oh man. Are they really that bad, y'all? Cause I feel like they're entertaining. And if you would actually engage with me on it, we could have a whole like lyrical cipher going on here, but
I engaged with you last week. I asked you to break down all the bars.
That's not engaging in the cipher.
What's more engaging than wanting to know what
they
you
don't
said?
Ask questions
most
in
people
the cipher.
Trash, garbage. They write people off. I was like, no, let's sit down with this young woman and figure out what she was trying to say, because she might have been over our heads. That takes a real hip-hop fan to say,
no.
Hey, I'm going to give this person a chance.
No, you was just
EP
trying
after
to...
EP after EP,
you
bar after bar.
You could have got in on the cipher, but instead you just sat there and asked questions about the bar, which is trash in itself.
I didn't get in on the cipher. Cause all these bars I got, I'm a lifer.
So was that better than mine?
Not much.
No.
I can admit it.
But bars are in jail, and I said I was a lifer, like a life sentence.
That's you.
Yes.
Frantic explanations.
Frantic.
That don't need it.
I don't even.
And
be
I
frantic.
Said I got bars because hip hop. In hip hop, every measure is called the bar.
Period.
Come on, y'all.
That's what I don't
do. You in there?
When these people say trash, I say, mm-hmm.
I just watched that Safari on the Breakfast Club again.
Oh, his rapper. See, that's when it's the worst.
Call it adaption.
Breathing it back in. Bringing it back
in. Taking it back out. Taking it back in. I'm breathing. That's called an adaption.
It's on a diet, nigga. I'm calling you Atkins. Nigga.
Nah, that ain't it.
See, if he was like, my pocket's on a diet.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Quiet, I'm calling you Atkins. That was whack. If he beat Charlemagne to it, there would be no memes. He would be like, Safari, at least he gets it. Yeah. But he was like, yeah, fur coat, money. So you Safari,
bars.
I'm Charlemagne.
Okay, let's do this then.
Please don't pull up. What are you pulling up?
You look like you eat
you didn't
sage.
You didn't write something.
I wrote
this.
Look, you look like you eat sage. Life on stage got you looking twice your age. I'm enraged.
You look like you eat sage. It's actually really funny. Was that a roast bar? Were you thinking about me writing raps?
That one I did.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader with the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
You think you the goat, but if I took you out on a boat and pushed you in, only your titties would float.
And save my motherfucking life so you would have trouble trying to motorboat.
That's not good for camera. I can't really shoot you or do most rap stuff. That doesn't work, huh? Because this is like a beef bar. I can't be like, I slap you with the butt of the pistol. People be like, clip.
Right. All right. I wrote one that's kind of light.
You
ready for this?
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Once I get to the butt, the gun clapping.
What? You can't fumble like
you
that.
You gonna be like, damn, what's happening? I came in, threw my sack in.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
To your mug. That's teabagging. Said, did you want some chamomile? And then I put my damn sack in for real. Have you sipping like, this is real.
Tastes good. Like cornmeal.
What a meal.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for mine?
You reading?
I wrote something because I thought it might be okay. Red rose, red rose. You gotta suck on toes to get you some hoes. And they still treat you like a bro.
What?
Brozone is your plateau. Cupid shot you and missed her with a bow.
Your first,
so far gone, your friends think you slow.
I couldn't get past Red Rose, Red Rose.
It's a show I'm watching on Netflix.
Called Red Rose, Red Rose? Or just
no,
Red
just
Rose?
No, just Red Rose. And I was like, oh, Red Rose.
You were just like,
you ain't got no hoes. No.
Hella whack. You be farting when you get hit from the back. She says she sneezed and farted at the same damn time.
Mm-hmm.
He should have called her a Uber and left her stank ass behind.
But instead, he went double time. Billy Blank's honor. I thought that was a good cipher. See, when you engage with the cipher, we own.
That was just more bad bars.
Mines were bad?
You just think.
Come on. Come on, Pat. Dog.
Oh, here you go. The bars are hard.
Yes.
The bars are genius. If you titty fucked a nigga, he'd lose his penis.
I want to look in your camera.
Now that was entertainment.
That reminds me of what's your song? Every time you fuck him, he dies fast.
Rest in peace.
You got herpes in your ass.
Old dirty bastard.
Every time you fuck him, he dies fast.
His bars were absolutely dirty.
Ass, cast, bash, shabazz.
Ass, cast, bash, Sam Ash.
Oh, Sam Ash. I said shabazz.
If you don't know who ODB is, look up Cracker Jack by ODB. It's it's filthy.
It is. It's horrible. The whole song.
All right.
And that would be one of your favorites.
We got some threads to read. Read and red are spelled the same way, so I just went for the one that rhymed.
I know what you did. All right. You just explained the bar like you told me not to do.
No, I just explained the error.
No.
I didn't explain what I was talking about. I said, this is why I said red instead of read.
But I thought you were trying to rap.
Huh?
We got some threads to read. That's how you said it.
I mean, that's not really. That's
so you
just
put a little
bar.
Cadence on it.
I just said I just rhymed. There's a difference between Dr.
Well, you
Seuss
put
rhymed.
A little,
he
but
didn't
you
rap.
Put a little, but you put a little on it.
I said we got threads to read. That's just rhyming.
Okay, Patrick.
What are we doing? Rock, paper, scissors, or just who Patrick was the better in the cipher?
Got a little bitty stick.
I think we just did rock, bar, scissors, and I
do certain so I go angles.
First. You want to join the show? Yeah, I'm trying so hard to move on. Let's get
I've
into
been ready to Rochambeau for a minute.
All right, so rock,
I think I'm
bomb,
gonna let
scissors.
You win.
You don't. You can't let somebody win.
I think I'm gonna let you win this time.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Rock, bomb, scissors. Rock, bomb, scissors. Ha ha.
See,
ka-chink.
Didn't I say I was gonna let you win?
Yeah, whatever.
That's the first time you've ever won this.
I'm so happy.
So
look at my face. Look at my happy face.
You got the Derrick Rose happy face?
D-Rose, 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 D-Rose. All right. I'm
so
going to
do you
want to
go first
about.
Or do you want me to go first? It's your decision.
First. Oh, I didn't know we were doing it like that.
Isn't that how we usually do it?
It's usually whoever wins goes first.
Oh.
That's what you've been doing.
Oh.
So, I mean.
Because I always wanted to go first. But
so if you want to, I mean, we can do it like that. But I choose to go first.
You go first. You won.
My thread. It's a very funny.
Okay.
What's something you've silently said during sex?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What's yours?
Mine is facts you didn't know that could save you or someone else's life.
Hmm. Okay, so like Heimlich?
No.
This is how wide a throat is?
No, stuff but like I that. Mean... if that's where your head goes when I talk about saving someone's life.
Emergencies. Oh, all right. Let's get into the sex thread first.
This one's going to go a while. Okay, let me think of mine. Shoot.
Something you've silently said during sex was...
Well, that wasn't very...
That you...
Wasn't very silent. I'll tell you that.
Was it loud? Was it a loud one?
It gave noise.
You think it hit his stomach?
No.
You don't think he felt it?
I don't think he felt it, but gross. I for sure looked at him different.
He probably looked at you different, farty.
I mean, he went harder.
Yeah,
so
probably to fan it away.
But I thought if you, I thought, what we talked about last time is when you clap.
Maybe the claps will blow
no,
up past
No, you said the claps go right up into his nose.
It does. So if you.
So if he claps faster,
it's either going to leak up or it's going to fan up and just give him a.
It's going to be.
Maybe it was going.
Nah, it wasn't that bad. But if he smacked it harder. So I think there was a part of him that maybe wanted me to do that.
Just keep wishing.
I'm not fucking him no more, so I ain't got to worry about none of that.
He got a story on you, though. Yeah, she farted right into my nose.
Look, I took the power over that story and told it myself.
Oh, shit. All right.
Lost it.
What's something you've silently said during sexual intercourse? Her wig lifting. I love that one. Because I feel like we always notice. We always notice, and it's just not the time. It's not the time to say something. It's not the time to try to adjust it. But we always notice, you know, whenever you see the little, see through the stuff.
See through the ponytail.
Through the pony.
I for sure had a nigga
see
like...
the braids. Sometimes you pull a little too hard, mm-hmm. and they got to go like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, shit.
I'd have been there.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet.
But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
You ever got it pulled off?
Not pulled off, but he pulled it to the point where it, because sometimes I'll just throw on these just like little things that I can just take on and off, little hats. And, you know, when it get a little lit.
You're getting smashed with a fitted on. A New York fitted.
Yeah, it's like a little
Pop Smoke.
Little Scully.
Who that be?
Yeah, he done pulled. And so I go with him. So if I feel any type of resistance, I will go with him instead of
contortionist.
This, I go here with it. Like,
I've yanked a unit off or two.
Goodness gracious, Pat.
Not on purpose. I would never do that on purpose. That seems expensive.
So when you yanked it off, did you try to put it back on? Or did you put it on your head?
No.
Did you just hold it and swing it?
Through it.
Like a lasso. Yeah.
No, you put it on their lower back and then draw eyes on their butt cheeks. And it's and a little face.
It's a little. You, can... You slap her face.
Open your mouth. That's the vagina.
Little thumb. Thumb in the mouth.
Definitely. Definitely thought this before. Maybe one kid won't hurt.
Oh, God.
But that's a fleeting thought.
A fleeting one?
Very fleeting. Almost.
But you wear rubbers.
Mm-hmm.
So how? You probably had a slip up here and there.
You know, sometimes you dip your toes in.
you dip your toe in the pool.
Let's get dressed.
It's a little warm.
Is 2 to the 3rd power 6 or 8?
That's what he thought to himself. Damn, he was not in it.
That would be 2 times 2.
Maybe. So he was just not enjoying this, or were his thoughts.
2 to the 3rd power is 8, right?
Why are you getting off track?
Because it's an interesting question.
But if he's thinking about this during sex, is it that he's uninterested, or is
sometimes
it that he's trying not to come?
Sometimes we drift. It has nothing to do with you guys.
Drift?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes if it's like a good little rhythm, you might just have a random flash in there, like a scene from Power or, you know, a fire sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe something you're going to eat that day or something, you know. It might just be something random like this. I need LeBron to drop 40 tonight. Weird to think about LeBron, but.
Yeah, that's nuts.
This is definitely a thought I've had. Some lemon pepper wings would slap right now. Not necessarily lemon pepper, but like thinking of some food.
Food?
Like, mm-hmm.
Food to come after the session?
Well, here's a thought. You ever seen Soul from Pixar?
Yes,
you know,
I love that
movie.
They
say that like whenever a creative or somebody is in their zone, they go to like a place where everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe sex is so good, it takes you to the place where you go when you eat
your
really
happy
good
place.
When you eat good food.
It's called your happy place.
So it's like a recognizability. You about to come, but you look over and you see the last cheesecake you ate, and you're like, oh, snap, I remember that. Because it's the same type of, you know, chemicals.
Obese right now. You said I'm fat as hell. Talk about I looked over at the cheesecake while you was about to nut. You over here nutting the cheesecake.
No, I'm just saying. No, the
that was your example.
The sex is about
to.
I'm just saying it takes you to a place where a bunch of happy
and
stuff.
And are your eyes closed?
No, it doesn't have to be. Mm. You can be.
Because I heard when your eyes are closed, you're either thinking about another woman or another guy, whoever you are.
Is this
and
what,
people
this
said
what women,
that they,
this what women be talking about?
This is what everybody closed. Be talking about.
He had his eyes closed, so he was thinking about another woman.
But guys have said that they do that.
We can't even close our eyes during sex.
But women have said that they do that.
What?
Close their eyes and think about other sessions sometimes. You've never closed your eyes and thought about like fucking somebody else while you're in.
Absolutely. But I've never had to close my, it's thinking. You don't have to close your eyes to do that. If you think about somebody else, you think about somebody else the same way that you could have the random some lemon pepper wings. It's the same random thoughts that come in. But
no, that would
I don't gotta close my eyes to think of something else. If you're doing that,
I think if I'm thinking about food or somebody else, I don't think I could look. People fucking up. That's why they be calling people different names, because they're not closing their eyes.
Well, I feel like if you were closing your eyes thinking about somebody, you're more than likely going to say the wrong name.
Say it.
As opposed to looking at who you're supposed to be saying.
Don't say nothing. Just moan.
Yeah.
You
shouting
looking
names.
At him. And you dice. Thinking about somebody. There's too much stimuli going on.
Right. Mm. I feel bad for people who get caught up during that. Because what if you just yelled a random name? Why does it got to be associated to something?
Nah, that's a Freudian slip.
What if you were just like...
Nope.
Captain Susan!
Nope.
Like, who's Captain Susan? Now you looking for people named Susan and captains of boats?
I'm on all the followers. Who the fuck is Captain Susan?
Captain Susan! Just like, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just feeling good.
Captain Susan.
Let's move on. This is a big one. This. This was a big one, wasn't the next one, by the way. I'm just saying the next one is a big one. But I'm sure that's been thought during sex, too. Mm-hmm. This is why this motherfucker got kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that works both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some wet wets out there that's just like, oh, you got kids for a reason.
Oh. See, I was thinking that was a woman's tweet. And I could definitely see.
Yeah, but I feel like if a woman was thinking like, oh, this dude's fucking me really, really, really well, he could still pull out. But when a coochie is the shit, I could see why you would think that, because it's like, niggas ain't pulling out of this.
Mm-hmm. What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
Yeah, he won't hear from me after this. I feel like that's a more common thought than we would like to think.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
How he know how to do this?
You ever
be thinking that?
Especially if it's somebody you smashed for a long time and then he's to start doing new shit.
Pulling new
tricks.
We can't
out the
go
bag.
Out and research. It's crazy. This thread is letting me know just how little we can win, because fellas at home, you close your eyes, they think it's something. You try something
but
new,
these are
they
things
think
that
it's something.
You guys have said you do. So if you do it and then it gets brought up in conversation, you can't be like, well, we don't do. It's like these are conversations
learning
that we've
things.
Heard. From men, and but women do it too. Like,
yeah,
you guys definitely talk about how if she come with a new gog trip trick, you like, where the fuck did that come from? Like, where did you learn that from? You know, it ain't from watching no porn.
Why
so
not?
Sometimes I'm saying you guys have the same thoughts that we have when it comes to like,
but if
doing new shit. In
but
the
if you're
bedroom.
Saying the same thoughts on our end, first of all, I feel like when a woman just overperforms, dudes just go to that place like, who else got this? It's not necessarily like a, who else is getting this right now? It's just a, who else got, that's just
no,
like a blanket
but
thing.
It's,
but
it can be.
It's more, what's more likely? Someone being like, all right, I'm going to learn some new tricks and watching porn or figuring it out, or them messing with somebody else and just learning something new. Like, when do you just mess, like,
because different people like different things. So,
so you think they got coached to do something else?
Yes, absolutely. Have you not shown a girl like how you like your dick sucked or how you like to be pleased? You've never like told
not
her,
since
like,
middle school. Well, that sounds illegal. But yeah,
okay.
I was
so in my experience, when the same thing don't work for multiple people.
They better figure it out. I'm not teaching a woman how to suck dick.
It's not about teaching her how to suck dick. It's how to suck your dick. Some guys may like it where she suck harder. And some may like it where she sucks softer. Some may only like the tips. Some may preferred super deep throat. Some may like the HJBJ. Some may like the no hands.
These are all technique. Every technique you've named, I feel like you should know at this point. If somebody,
what I'm saying is,
if a woman just all of a sudden is using her hands, I'm not going to be like, who guided you to this? Mm-hmm. Who taught you?
Some women may like fingers. Some may not. Some may want you lower on the clit. Some may want you higher on the clit. And if you do the same thing for every woman, then...
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader with the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
You're not necessarily going to please the way you could until you learn her body. So you're going to do different things. And sometimes people will take what they learned with this person and be like, oh, I'm going to try it on this person and see what they if they like it. So that's, then comes the thought of, where the fuck did you get that
that
from?
Sounds, to me, that sounds either way less likely or... really stupid.
How is it less likely? It makes perfect sense.
I just said, because to in my opinion, if you're, I don't know what situation we're talking about, if you're cheating or stepping out or just messing with multiple people, I don't see why somebody would learn something and then be like, I'm gonna try, you know, what I used on so-and-so, on so-and-so. Like, I don't see why they would do that. That just sounds stupid. But on the
it makes sense.
Less likely point, it's like, to me, I would more likely think that somebody's going and watching and learning to do something rather than messing with somebody else and being coached through it. But that's just me.
Okay. Keep that.
I don't. I think that that's correct for me.
And it might be. I'm just saying.
I just know how I learn stuff. Mm-hmm. And I learn stuff from porn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And watching people do if I see somebody do something different, I might try it or like be like, oh, I see why that's creative. But I don't see how a woman would show me something that I could bring to somebody else as opposed to just that's what that woman does. That's her thing.
That's typically how you learn through experience. You know how people learn different things through experience?
I feel like you're not getting what I'm saying. That's just... Oh,
am I missing it? Because I don't think
that
I'm missing
it. Seems like you're already
it.
At the tone of like, you're wrong, but good for you.
No.
But I'm saying like...
I'm not saying that you're wrong.
I don't see how if a woman is bringing shit to the table like sucking dick a certain way or, you know, getting hit from the back a certain way or doing different like bendy stuff. I don't see how I could transfer how they did that to me. Mm-hmm. To another woman. The stuff that I would bring to another woman is stuff mm-hmm. that I've seen, you know, unless like you're saying, like a woman is like, do this, do this, do this, mm-hmm. do this. And I don't really encounter women like that, you know.
All I'm saying is if I'm fucking a dude for like 6 months and all of a sudden he start doing backflips in my shit, I'm tearing everything up.
All right. So far, fellas, we can't close our eyes and we can't improve.
Now, you saying fellas, but I said it was for both. I said men and women.
I can only speak to the fellas. These ones are, I mean, okay. Who else know you eat like this? I think we covered. Huh? That's just when like, all right, who else got like this? My favorites are the following. I didn't even want to fuck for real.
Damn.
That was the fine, okay. This ain't never the dick your baby mama was going crazy over. Ooh. That sucks when the hype don't match up.
Sus session.
God made this dick for me. Improbable, but really intense.
No, that means that you hitting the loins of...
The loins?
You are pulling on, punching on, massaging on them loins to make the juices of Mother Nature flow.
The hitting the loins.
This was made for me.
All right, and my top three favorite. Wubba Lubba Dub Dub.
Damn, it was so good. Got you speaking gibberish.
Oh, dang. You don't watch Rick and Morty, huh? Wubba Lubba Dub Dub is his catchphrase.
Okay.
I got to put you on the Rick That's and Morty.
Crazy. I've watched, I think, one episode.
Okay. Second favorite. I feel like Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't know why I like that one so much.
Like a pimp?
I don't get it, but somebody thought that.
Like, we're entangled? I'm like, what does that mean? Like,
And then the one I feel like most people can relate to. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. I've thought like, okay, so if he's hitting it too good.
Have you ever thought, are you prepared for Jehovah's return?
I've never thought that.
It's an honorable mention.
But that is definitely not what I want to think about in any session ever. I've thought like, damn. I love this man.
So intense. That's such an intense
moment.
You're
about to have a tear coming down. It's just so
shit.
Good.
Crying?
Mm-hmm.
That would make me feel weird.
Crying? Well, it's not like a... not no ugly cry. It's just tears that roll. But no, don't...
Denzel Washington tears?
Ooh, boy. Crimson Tides.
I think the worst thing I've probably said, because these are just things, not worst, you know.
No.
Kind of smells like crab boil right now. It be happening sometimes. Sometimes the sex don't smell how you want it to. And it gets a little...
crab boil?
Makes you start looking around for the corn and potatoes.
Oh. This nigga out here, I'm going to put on a snorkel mask. Looking for the algae.
Right.
Sea moss.
Start doing those barnacle removal videos.
Yes, I love those off of the turtle shells.
Oh, I got to watch those. I'll put you on Rick and Morty. You put me on the barnacles.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Let's learn how to save lives after that horribleness.
So this guy, Paul D. Foisey on IG, does these like little videos on just super interesting things, right?
Okay.
And so this was facts you didn't know that could save you or someone else's life. And so the first one is, if your hair suddenly... I'm sorry.
Okay, so these aren't useful. These
are
ridiculous. Okay.
They are useful, but they were funny to me.
But they're life-saving. There's okay, so funny life-saving facts. Got it.
Sorry. Okay. I don't know why I just started laughing. Okay. If your hair suddenly stands up, run for cover because you're about to be hit by lightning.
I heard that.
But what about for the niggas who are bald?
Damn. Better be in tune with your eyebrows.
So you better hope somebody's standing next to you that got hair.
I would love to think that if I was about to get hit by lightning, my hair wouldn't be the only clue. Maybe lightning storm.
But he said run, though. Like, run, run.
Like, nigga. Well, I mean, you could get inside. Or
maybe
in a weird
if
twist.
If lightning is striking up for your ass.
What if it struck right where you were and you, like, outran it?
Do you know what the fastest thing in the world is? Light. So if you think that you go run from lightning.
I don't think you're running. I don't think it's like you're running and the zap is behind you. Like, nee, 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 nee. It's so, like getting out of the way so it doesn't.
So what you're
you.
Supposed to do is you're supposed to crouch.
On a rubber suit.
Crouch, not sit. Crouch down like a ball position with your head tucked and your hands covering your ears. So I guess when I was reading up a little bit more on it, if it does hit you in that position, it kind of like it spreads versus just like striking you in the head and lights out.
So lay
you know,
down?
So, no, no, no. Crouch. I said crouch. Crouching tiger. Crouch, not sit. Don't like how, sit on the ground. Like
I like how that didn't sound as ridiculous as run away.
Crouch.
Lightning's like, damn it.
It's basically like that position with like kids with secret superpowers in the movies right when they about to like air this bitch out.
Kids?
You know, them superhero movie where kids have like secret powers. They got to keep it. But they be bullied at school and people be like pressing them and they be like, like they about to air that whole shit out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like before you punch a kid. Like, if they if like, they crouch and go like that, you'd be like, nah, I'm not going to punch this kid. Yeah. And then you punch him anyway.
Damn. Were you one of those kids? Were you getting
punched
on? No,
I did that. Kids, I did that yesterday.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Oh. That's why one of your face. Eyes looked a little...
I didn't lose the fight.
Oh.
Come on.
My bad.
All right, so if you're about to be struck by lightning, crouch.
Mm-hmm. Crouch.
Super Mario rules.
Crouch. Cover your ears.
Or unequip all your metal items.
Mm-hmm.
My real ones.
Okay. If you are ever approached by a service dog without its owner, follow it immediately because you could save that person's life.
I'm not a fan of either of these. If you're approached by a service dog,
follow it.
Excuse me. My owner, he's joking. He sent me over here.
What if it's
bark.
Hey, what if it's a setup? Like, you see a service dog, you're like, oh my God, someone's in trouble. That motherfucker leads you to like five masked men.
like an actual setup. I was about to say, like with dogs, dogs are so cute. I would just want to pet them. Like, oh, aren't you cute?
Oh, what hell
if,
no.
This is messing me up. What if every dog that you see on the street is trying to be like, somebody's dying. And you're just like, what a cute little dog. Mm. And you just keep walking.
But see, service dogs, you're not even supposed to pet service dogs.
But Lassie wasn't a service dog. And she was like getting
Lassie.
People. Lassie, niggas was falling in the well. I didn't see the movie. But I, like, apparently there's some white people that got in some trouble. And she ran. And she was like, they're like, go Lassie. And she went and got help and stuff. I wouldn't know unless they were barking and going like, come with me. But she, Lassie was an actor.
All right, what if, you know I'm about to say something ridiculous. What if somebody follows the dog and they see like the owner laid out and instead of helping, they like rob him? Easy crime.
You've already remixed this situation into two criminal activities.
Free wallet, free purse.
I mean, so what if you were a bad person? Is this?
it reminded me of those movies where I'm watching it and it's like somebody laid out and you think they about to help them and then they start raping them and it's like, oh shit, like wait, you're supposed to help.
You've seen that more than once in a movie?
I think it's in a couple movies.
Fucking version of Lassie, were you watching?
First off, animals had nothing to do with this.
No, whatever.
But where's your head at? If you're driving and you feel like someone's following you, make four right turns until you eventually make a circle. If they're still behind you, don't go home. Call the police or go to the nearest police station, which makes a lot of sense.
Plot twist. It was a police officer. You're literally getting arrested. This nigga's still following me.
Damn.
I'm going to the police station.
Right. I'm going the rest of the... You know, I'm not going to say that. Or what? Hospital. I say, or go to a hospital because they're open 24/7. So
the doctors
you pull
can
up.
Come out and arrest the person?
No, chances are they probably won't follow you in. If you pull up at emergency room, run in that's or something true. Like that, you know.
I don't, can't rob this guy.
I can't see them actually following you into the hospital, you know, where there's multiple people, cameras, and shit like that.
I keep nails in my car door. So if a nigga's following me.
Oh, so you can bust their tires. What about bananas?
Huh?
What about turtle shells and bananas?
It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh, okay. All right. I used to keep a machete in the car.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it was kind of dull, too.
Where'd you get a dull machete?
Why are you asking questions like this?
You brought it up.
Or you could go to the fire station. Right? Don't they be like, ready to slide down that pole?
Ready for fires?
Firemen? Aren't they trained to assist in and shit like that too?
Keep you know, safe? To me, it feels like these are that was a white person rule. I wouldn't. I don't think I would be helped.
Yeah, so I've actually been in this situation before.
Followed?
Yes.
It's a little different for.
It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, came from the club, stopped at the donut shop, being fat, stopped at the donut shop.
And a donut followed you home?
Yeah, a donut.
Damn.
No, so when I pulled off, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, when I pulled off from the drive-through donut spot, a truck started following me, but it was right where my... vicinity of my house was. So it was like, if somebody was going to follow you, it would be obvious at that point. And so they're following me. And then I'm like, okay, I gotta see. Like, so I make a different turn and they follow me down that street. And so I'm like, oh shit, they might be following me. So I make a couple more turns and they follow. So I speed up and, it's raining, and I'm in a little Plymouth Neon, like, no tinted windows, and I'm driving as fast as I can in this little neighborhood. They're following, trying to pull next to me, trying to, like, swerve, and I'm swerving, and I call my mom. I'm panicking. I call my family. They're like, well, come down the street, and I'm like, but I don't want to leave them here just because I don't want them to come back, so... I see my parents come out, but I keep driving because I don't want them to stop, you know? And so ultimately I was driving for like maybe 10 minutes they were following me around.
Yeah, you can't go home.
You can't go home. Yeah. So I wish I would have thought of this before, because I would have just gone to the police station, because I'm sure they wouldn't have followed me like that. But thank God nothing else happened. Mm-hmm. So,
what else you got?
If you see a tornado and it's not moving, it's because it's actually moving towards you.
Ah, I did hear that one. That makes mm-hmm. sense.
In the great words of Missy Misdemeanor Elliott, run for cover, motherfucker. Doom, 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 doom.
I live in LA. I don't know tornadoes.
I know. Hey, why you think Missy chose misdemeanor instead of felony?
Cause Miss.
You know, when I say it out loud.
Missy would, felony Elliot.
I would choose a misdemeanor over Missy, a felony any day.
Well, it was a play on Missy.
Okay.
It's Missy felony Elliot. Unless it was Missy felony. Well, Elliot. Missy felony
it. I mean, it all flows to me. If the ocean is retreating, a tsunami is coming, run to the nearest high ground immediately.
I mean, like extreme retreating. You can't just assume that the tide is, tsunami. Hey, so no, it always does that.
So in that situation, do you let people know, or do you just sneak off?
What? Who am I in your examples? Of course I would let people know. I would assume.
Well, I mean, I'm saying you could be like, tsunami, and then nothing happens, and motherfuckers is like, that's my warning. You know?
That is my warning.
I'm saying, but what if it's a false alarm?
Well, who am I, you know Aquaman? What
I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm asking, like, would you warn people if you thought there might be, or would you just like,
I would assume
be like, let me get up out of here.
Hopefully it's not a full beach when the tsunami comes. Hopefully there was some type of tsunami warning or mm-hmm. don't go to the beach today. But if it was random and it started going in, I don't think I would need to have do that much convincing. But
I don't know.
I would notice it, run, tsunami.
So you would announce.
Yeah, like, tsunami, come on. If whoever I'm there with is coming with me. Everybody else, I'm yelling it on the way out. Hopefully that causes a group thing. If everyone else is just like crazy blacks, da-da-da-da-da-da. See you at the crossroads.
What if it's a false alarm?
I mean, you could run around saying shark and it could be a false alarm. I'm mm-hmm. still getting out the water.
Right. Yeah, no matter how thirsty you are, do not eat large amounts of snow. Too much ice in your stomach can cause you to die from hypothermia. Melt the ice, then drink it. So I guess
it's extreme situations.
Yeah.
Drinking snow? Okay.
I guess because your body loses heat faster than it can produce it.
That'd be crazy.
So some people think like, oh, I'll just eat snow if, you know, we don't have water or something.
Some people
like that.
Died and was just like, damn, he ate too much snow. It's a shitty way to go.
Could be. And this says, fill up your sink tub containers of water before natural disasters. This way you'll have access to emergency clean water.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader for the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to MervisDiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's MervisDiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for.
based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details.
I'm like, that's a good idea, but that's filling up the sink in the tub.
It's like Godzilla's coming. Turn the bath on.
Like, first off, you have to trust that you're going to get a warning in time to be able to do that. And second off, your tub and your sink is only going to be as clean as your cleaning skills.
Yeah, because but if you have you end up, that versus nothing.
Look, you could end up creating some new disease where now you're fighting for your life from some unknown illness because mm-hmm. you mixed a chemical or fucking natural disaster. I don't know. And this one was random as fuck. It really made me laugh. If you're ever being chased by a polar bear, take off all your clothes, get completely naked, and throw them on the ground. Polar bears have really short attention spans.
Uncomfortable with nudity? Whoa, 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 what's with the penis?
The polar bear gonna be like, oh, my dinner is preparing itself.
What is taking your clothes off have to do with short attention span?
I guess maybe throwing it in the air so they get distracted from you running. Why maybe not? They'll like stop and sniff it or, you know, something like that. That's what I took from it. But I'm like, okay, they're going to stop and sniff and then look and see my ass running. And then I'm about to be naked in the fucking Arctic.
Right.
Shit, I'm going to die from hypothermia.
Wherever you are, it's going
to
be cold.
And then he's going to eat me.
I would try to distract him in other ways. This nigga's trying to put on a talent show. He has a what's going to fucking distract a bear from eating
gesture
when he's hungry?
A jester?
Just like da 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 da.
Have you heard the word about the penguin and the polar bear? Coca-Cola.
It's like, yeah. Nah.
Hey, that has to be like the craziest like feeling ever. How like jesters back in the day had to like entertain me or off with your head.
Right.
Like
niggas was sweating, niggas,
like
juggling. They drop a ball.
Right.
That's a really stressful situation for comedy.
Right.
Like bombing back then was deadly.
Literally.
Niggas was like huh?
Nothing.
Ah, damn it.
Like, what about the time that you realized, like, welp, that didn't cut it.
The third joke. And the you're third just joke like, was. And what's with, these goddamn kingdoms? These castles are cold as hell. You don't got no windows.
My feet are cold.
Hmm?
Are yours? Do you hear me?
Damn.
And they're
that's a very interesting movie idea. Like all the comedians who died in the royal court because they weren't funny.
They're like, look at me. I'm funny.
That's why niggas was doing physical comedy. They was like, da, 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 da.
Right.
That shit. The king was like,
I'll be doing all kind of shit. All
right. Niggas was bored as hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. How many more?
Just one. If you are on a plane that crashes into the water, don't put your life vest on until after you swim out of the plane. If you put your life jacket on before escaping, you're much more likely to get trapped inside the plane. So I guess maybe you would have to dive
first.
Yeah, you would have to dive. If the water is where, I guess, the exit is, if you put your life vest on and blows up, you're gonna sink too. Yeah, you're going to be trying to get around. And
I like how these are like casual facts for the most extreme situations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like if you just so happen to be chased by a polar bear,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully anyone who's in these situations kind of already got a little briefing.
Right. Outside of that Tom Hanks movie that was based on a news story, Sully? I think it was called Sully.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really heard of too many survivable plane crashes into the water.
Yeah. That's a very Hollywood thing to. But I don't know.
Why they don't have like parachutes connected to life jackets under the seats?
Because the life jackets are for when you're in the water.
Yeah, but if the plane is gonna go down over the water, then it would be like a life jacket with the parachute connected.
Life jackets are like seatbelts. They're safety precautions. I don't know how well they would do because the life jacket is after the crash. I don't know. Let's be honest. I don't know how many, if a plane crashes, I don't know how much people they're expecting to live. I think they're all just like, man, if it goes down and you survive, here's a life jacket.
But there's there's nothing you can do when you're on the plane. If you have a parachute, at least there is a...
That's a disaster. Think about that for a second. Like,
I mean, you might get hit by a wing or get sucked into jet fuel.
Even if an engine goes down, the plane still has the aerodynamics to ride the wind to at least like try a safe landing. Mm-hmm. Try, right? Mm-hmm. If everybody had a parachute, that means... That takes the possibility of a safe plane landing. And the biggest thing is, from Delta's point of view, if you have a safe plane landing, mm-hmm. everyone's together. If you crash, everyone's together. If everyone has a parachute, that means when you're going down, you got to have a system. Everybody has to jump out. They'll probably do first class first. It'd probably be some fucked up things.
Anybody in front of me getting pushed.
You'd rather be the first person to... parachute out, and now you're in the middle of the Atlantic.
They crashed
2 miles above. They don't know where you are, and you're just in the water.
I'm not saying do it when there's a possibility for a safe landing from gliding. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when they get to the point where the stewardess are like, all right, we all gonna die. Because they get to a point where they're like, okay, this is...
That point is probably past the point
they
of
got black box. I mean, if you can get out
your hair
before...
is stuck in your eyelash. It's crazy. Let's look at. You look like a Disney villain. It's like, yeah, magnificent.
Can you tell me which one?
You just did it. All you had to do is disconnect it, yeah.
So I'm thinking once you're past the point of no return where they're like, okay, we're going down. Like, this is not a good situation. Like, we don't have an option for a safe landing. Mm-hmm. Then that's the option to jump out that hole. There's literally no survivable things right now, so...
It seems like a logistical nightmare.
It does. But that was... It was fun to kind of sit and process. Just go through the process of things that you could do, things that you change. Because I feel like, you know, we don't have everything figured out right now. So all it takes is a suggestion from someone to get the ball rolling, so...
I feels that. Well, I'm glad I know that stuff now. Mm-hmm. Those are a lot of fun facts for ridiculous situations. I might find myself in one of those situations.
I hope that you do not. I hope
I don't either. But,
I think of all of those, you'd be the one running from the polar bear.
Hopefully not. Although those are all extreme ones.
You're going to be doing that little dance where you make your dick like slapped to the side. And polar bear,
I wouldn't even
like...
try that, because if the polar bear still eats me, that's a crate. Like, I can't risk that getting out. Like, for some reason, he got naked and started shaking his dick, and the polar bear ate the shit out of him. I don't know why he did all that other stuff.
Polar bear clapped him cheeks
because of this podcast. All right.
Polar bear took you back to the
thick facts. Thick facts.
I think I did a thing full of facts, so maybe we should just stick with yours.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. We're running over.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right, so the thick fact of the episode. Hopefully this will tickle your pickle. It's kind of crazy. So in 2011, there was a 75-year-old woman that accidentally pierced a fiber optic cable with a spear...
A spear.
And cut off Armenia's internet access.
Get out of here. What?
Every piece of this fact is ridiculous. First of all, 75-year-old woman. Second of all, 2011. No, I'm just kidding. That was just a piece that actually was
fine. In September?
2011. 75. I don't know what month. 75-year-old woman. Somehow with a spear, pierced a fiber optic cable and shut off all of Armenia's internet access. Now, the craziest, there's several parts that's crazy to me, but the main two I'm focusing on is the fact that a 75-year-old woman was doing whatever with a spear, and the fact that an entire country's internet access was based off of one fiber optic cable.
She was practicing for World War Z.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was she throwing
zombie,
a spear? Was
zombie
this
apocalypse.
A spear stab? Like, how?
But maybe that was, maybe, I mean, she's 75, so she's at an age where she has to stay active.
How did she even throw that with that velocity?
She might have been an ex-Olympian javelin thrower.
So, I don't know. Where would you be practicing with a spear and the whole country's internet cable is like in the same place?
Kill switch. Like she found a kill switch.
Like either the internet cable that has the whole country's internet is just out in nature somewhere where you would be throwing a spear, or she was throwing a spear in a building that had internet access. Wherever this cable was, the spear should not have been.
So wouldn't it be like, I mean, I know that's electricity, but I'm guessing, like, it had to have been outside somewhere, you don't think? Maybe she, I don't know. I ain't never really heard of people doing spear throwing in the last 20 years.
Confused.
So I have no idea.
Well, throw it in the comments if you know anything about this story, because that's the fact. The fact is that
Did she get arrested?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
The fact is, the 75-year-old woman ruined the whole internet with a spear.
I know, that set the conspiracy theorists on fire.
Somebody out there had a homework assignment that was due and failed the class because some old lady with a spear. And that is the fact that the internet is so high-tech and an old lady with a spear is so primitive and that somehow affected each other. It blows me mind.
Does it show what she look like?
Mm-hmm. She got like a saw. Like, I'll do it again, nigga.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
She looked vicious.
That's
Gretchen.
Crazy. Somebody was
Gretchen with the saw.
About to bust a nut on
Gretchen with
Armenian
the
Pornhub.
Wow.
And she said, yeah, yeah.
All right.
Cut that shit off. She and there was like, it was buffering. They were like,
he was like,
but.
No splooge for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a weird note to go out on, but this has been another episode of Thick Threads. Appreciate y'all for pulling up. I hope our randomness will get you through this week. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
We will see you next time.
Bye.
Later. For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Along the edge of the African continent lies an isolated coast where millions of diamonds have been hurled by a volcano into the sea. For centuries, they've been scattered by the waves. Entry to the area is forbidden. 200 miles of coast are guarded by dogs and electric fences. A constant battle is fought against the fierce Atlantic Ocean to harvest the seabed. Giant earth movers shift the beach sand, searching for diamonds. The diamonds that are recovered are excellent. Mervis imports them to DC, and for three generations has offered them to you. When you're thinking world-class diamonds, visit Mervis Diamond Importers. You'll be impressed at the amazing beauty of our incredible collection. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Mervis is the ringleader with the latest engagement rings and wedding bands. Easy financing is available. For an appointment, go to mervisdiamond.com or call 800-HER-LOVE. That's mervisdiamond.com or 800-HER-LOVE.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet. But if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know. It's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q3 2022, and Cox serviceable areas, visit cox.com/internet for details.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.